bottom. Gentlemen, if you would, just do a quick couple seconds of stretching on your own. Just kind of loosen up, limber up, get some blood pumping, get your bodies moving. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've been active all day or if it's been a nice relaxing day. Mine's been a stressful day, so I'm glad to be here and let some of that stress roll off. Good. Now, find good singing posture. That means feet nice, comfortable, shoulder width apart. Got your tuchus kind of tucked in underneath of you. You got all of this expanded right here. The sternum is raised. We don't want tension, but we also don't want collapsed, right? So open that nice up. Breathe in for four counts and then out. Hiss on eight. Okay, here we go. And one, two, three, and out. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Your goal is to have used up all of your breath by the time we get to the end of the eight counts. So if you're only going, chances are, that's probably not going to make it. Instead, get your muscles working, get them active, pushing out some air. Get in, one, two, three, and. Now, one, two, three, four, five, six, all out, and stop. How'd we do? Better that time? Another little trick that we've been talking about the last couple weeks is only take in the amount of breath that you actually need for your phrase. If you take a huge, big breath, and then you're having to use all of your musculature to actually hold it in instead of letting it just come out naturally, that's when we get tension in singing. That leads to a lot of problems with intonation and pitch. Now we're going to breathe in, still relax, right? And we're going to sing. Breathing in, go. Good. Let's have a focused sound. It doesn't have to be nasally and whiny, but it does not need to be. Covered sound, the Kermit-y kind of approach there. Ooh. Think about someone's got a little string and they're pulling the sound out of your lips. Together at the side, ready? Again. Ooh. That's better. Good. A little under the pitch though. See if by the time we get to the bottom of those five notes, we can still be in tune. One, two, again, both sides. Yeah, once we get to the bottom note, I watch and see this happen. A lot of people go, and that's exactly the kind of sound we get out of the bottom pitch. Okay, keep the bodies energized and engaged all the way through. Again, and. Good. Not pressure, just keep the air flow going. You got your bellows and you're just pushing out the air. And now start here. Ready and sing. I can hear a vowel changing as we descend the scale. Nothing changes here. Nothing changes inside the mouth. Try it again. Ready and sing. An NG sound on the last pitch. One, two, again, and go. Don't be late. Ready? Again. And the Z sound should have some little propellant behind it. Ready? Again. Now have that volume, energy. Ready? Again. Now we're going to do it again, but this time when we get to the final pitch, hold out on Z at that bell. So it's zinga, 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 Z. Ready, and go.
Zinga, 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 Z.
Interesting. Sing was bright, Z was not. Okay, see if we can change between those two and keep it nice and bright without loud. Ready, again.
Zinga, zinga, zinga. sing a sing a sing.
And now start here.
Sing a sing a sing a sing a sing.
And one more time.
Sing a sing a sing a sing a sing.
Sing a sing a sing. You bring weight. You're picking up a boulder to start that phrase. Okay, let's not do that. Try again. One, two, again, and go.
Sing a sing a sing a sing a sing.
That's better. Thank you. Okay? This time, basses, you're just going to sing and stay there. Baritones, you're going to go leads, you're going to go all the way up the scale. Tenors, you're actually going to start on this pitch. And you're saying all right? So, we have everyone starting here except the tenors. We start there. And just watch me. We're going to go one note at a time. Here we go. That again. What do you think? Again go. What I'm listening for is one, that the basses, we're not going to flat as we sustain the pitch. Okay, everyone gets to the final chord ahead of the leads. And then leads, you have to make sure that when you hit that top octave, that you really are in an octave with the basses there, and that it has nice lift so that we get a ringy, ringy chord. So let's try that again. Here, I'll give you your pitches again. Ready? Again. We're doing some good listening. Let's start on these two pitches. Ready, same thing. Now, if you have to know what your first pitch is. Bass, baritone, lead, tenor.